plate a potential nugget.
And just as we wrap up the conversation, Jennifer, last but not the least, given the times we are in, COVID-19, extraordinary times, which is sort of shaking up a lot of assumptions about around the world, around how we work, around relationships and how we spend time and everything else. Any reflections from your end for leaders to navigate through these surreal times?
I think leaders are called on to actually be developing a new form of leadership right now. I think it's way bigger than we're working from our homes or we need to have our meetings virtually. I think actually there's this funny way that leadership needs to be more fully embodied, even in this virtual world, than it has ever been before. We need to be dealing with whole human beings, with their emotions, with their bodies, with their experiences, with their brains. Like, the whole human is coming into the picture. And leaders are going to have to very quickly get good at crossing these boundaries in helpful ways, at protecting the physical health of people, the emotional health of people, the economic health of people, you know, in ways that we've just never had to consider before. And I think that there's a way it's actually extraordinary for a new set of possibilities to emerge. We've been needing a new leadership paradigm for quite some time. We can see this in our extraordinary struggles with environmental degradation and the difficulty we're having as a global community of working together. And so this new form of leadership has been necessary. And I think maybe this moment is the moment that we get the actual, like, right in the face practice that we need to develop what's needed next.
Mm-hmm. And while this will take its time to play out, are there three or four legs to the new paradigm of leadership that you have in mind? Some pillars around which you think the new paradigm should stand on?
I think that leaders in the future will need to respond not to the short term, but to the long term. We're seeing that right now. Not to the disconnected, but to the interdependent. I think leaders will need to respond with their whole selves, their mind, their bodies, their emotions, and to the whole selves of other people, their minds, their bodies, and their emotions. And in a much clearer way, away from competition, which has often fueled humans and organizations, and into a deep sense of interconnectivity, because here we are all together, and trying to find a way for all of us to thrive is going to be every leader's job into the future.
Hmm. And as you look around, Jennifer, any role models you see while it's still early? Any role models of leadership that you see emerging as you see different people deal with this crisis that's in front of us?
I mean, I have a bias here, but I'm just finishing a blog today that highlights Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, mm-hmm. who has had to face more crisis in her time as Prime Minister than other New Zealand Prime Ministers have had to in many, many years. And I find her blend of clarity, humanity, and experimental approach, I find that refreshing and incredibly helpful and hopeful for what great leadership looks like in the future.
Got it. Thank you for listening. For more content across 50 plus speakers, 500 plus nuggets, painstakingly curated across 65 odd themes, please visit playtopotential.com. You can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast Player, and most other podcast platforms.